Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Titus chapter 3, verse 5. God saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Placing labels on people. That's something the world loves to do. Some labels are encouraging. You're a winner, a natural leader, a hero. Some hurt. You're a loser, ignorant, lazy. In fact, labels can cause all sorts of problems by making some feel arrogant and others feel insecure. But those labels are based on someone else's opinion, and it's foolish to let the opinion of others determine how you feel about yourself. However, when it comes to the opinion of God, that's different. God our Savior has placed a label on you. Mine, He says. That's not just an opinion. It's a fact, because He has done everything necessary to make it true. He has washed away your sin with His precious blood. He has wrapped you in His righteousness. He not only created you, but He also purchased and won you from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Even the faith you need to believe that saving message is something the Holy Spirit freely provided. For those times when you wonder, could this really be true? When the devil accuses and your conscience agrees, God could never love a sinner like you. That's when the Holy Spirit reminds you of a most precious blessing, baptism, the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. By the power of God's Word, baptism connected you to Christ. God the Holy Spirit placed a label on you. Mine, He said. You belong to Me. Some labels should be ignored. But through baptism, the Holy Spirit has placed a label on you worth pondering every day. You are His own. There is nothing in this world more important and more comforting than knowing that you belong to God, your Savior. Holy Spirit, thank you for the priceless gift of baptism. Through this washing of rebirth and renewal, you have made me your own. Constantly remind me of this glorious truth. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.